Sounds. Commercial Bill Flamethrower. Boss Man in the BAM.
Happy Friday Eve here from Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Adam and Asco in with us first thing this morning. Welcome all of you that are also in with us. Elisa Finley Hart, who is responsible for our beautiful display here on the table this morning. Thank you so much, Elisa. We're going to get to that in a little more detail just in just a moment. Good morning, Edie Kelly, my neighbor. Good morning to Ray Nelson as well. So thank all of you for joining us first thing. And good morning, Ken. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ. Good morning, Manasco.
How are you, sir?
Good to see you this morning. Thank you for dropping by and bringing us the goodies. That's right, Danny. That's Shine Live 2007-ish.
That's right. Yeah.
Somewhere, maybe the Legion Hall or I don't know, somewhere. Anyhow, old school. Good morning, Ray Stewart, Cheyenne Robinson in, Danny Smith, Shannon Odom, Allison Terrell, Michael Sawyer. There she is, Jennifer Lowry Smith. That's Danny Smith's wife. And I'm going to tell you something. That's another fine woman right there. And I had the privilege of playing in a band with her talented brother for years, who could wear the strings off of a guitar.
Got some good news for Shannon Odom.
You do. And well, here's Wheezy in. Happy Thursday. That's right, Wheezy. And Mallory Stanley, Emily Douglas, good morning.
Shannon, we're going to get you back in your truck today.
That's all.
Congratulations.
That's great news.
We promised him on Tuesday. Actually, I think we might have even guaranteed it on Monday. But Shannon, you will drive off in your truck today. We appreciate your patience with us and certainly appreciate your patronage of Jim Peach Motors.
Manasco, Danny Smith said those grits from the buffet yesterday took him way back to his childhood.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed them. We're trying to do some new things up there and let everybody enjoy. Today we got some lemon pepper chicken. I made chicken broccoli casserole and hamburger steak and a bunch of good vegetables. So I brought y'all a little lemon blueberry swirl cheesecake for y'all enjoyment.
Good morning, Blade. Sister Whitney in this morning. Samantha Pate, good morning to you. I'm going to tell you something. I think your voice gets lower in the morning. Am I wrong about that?
Oh, no. When I first get up in the morning,
God almighty.
It has a tendency to be a little bit lower.
I'm having to roll a doggone crossover up over here on the mic because of the bass is boom, boom, boom. I mean, it's blowing out. So that's awesome. Good morning, Debbie Simmons. So finally got some more good food from Manasco. We've been waiting on this, man.
Had a couple of weeks. We were in and out with Selena and my mom out in the hospital. Got everybody happy and healthy and back to bringing some delectable delights.
Why don't you stand up and show DJ, show everybody that right there.
How about that? I've made a lemon raspberry swirl, and I decided to, since we're the blueberry capital of Alabama, I decided to make a lemon blueberry.
DJ had not touched his until he saw that just then. He's over there wearing it out now.
I think for the blueberry festival, we're going to try to do blueberry beignets.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So
should be pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lori Duke Woodard, Hunter Horton in also, Judy Crane, Maggie Peavy, Daddy's in. Good morning, Daddy. Susan Rhodes.
Ted.
John Commander, Aunt B, and Kelly Ball all in. Good morning.
Sarju Patel. Good morning, Reverend Willie Blue. Good morning to you.
Morning, Rev. He had a birthday here recently, I think.
He did. Okay. I'm not going to call this one's name that just jumped in because she may or may not should be watching, so I'm not going to say anything. Some days we have to just leave incognito. That's about it. That.
I have to tell you, if you're a Bloody Mary fan, the pickled green beans and the pickled okra up here look pretty nice.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Hey, Hazel said, slow down, DJ.
I will in about four more bites. Lisa Finley Hart and her husband Jason have the market down on the wharf in Orange Beach, Alabama. She supports our program. Has been a we've had a lot of fun with her, and she had wanted to get together a box of goodies and send our way. And this kind of showed up last night via a courier. I was blown away.
Dropped off at Cousin Eddie's.
Yeah,
by the
that's
way.
Right. T-shirts. Of course, all these are for sale there at their place, the market, once again located in the wharf, and they have a little bit of everything. Homemade goods. You see the okra. You see the crackers here, the spicy crackers. They have some brownies up there. Everything that was delivered to me is here, with the exception of the two cupcakes. I was scared they wouldn't. They would not last.
Well, and she actually that was one of the things she told me to make sure of. And as you can see, Elisa, they did not make it.
Well, I was scared they wouldn't keep. So I went ahead and just knocked them out last night for a little bedtime snack. But
something to do with the yeast and the gluten and that type of thing.
But also these prints. They have a local photographer down there that takes these pictures.
Oh, wow.
And they're for sale there in the market also. And I thought these were really, really cool.
They are. That is
that's nice.
Beautiful area down there.
I'll tell you what. You talk about having a lot of variety of things to pick from. They got it. Good morning, Happy Charles Hapholt, Josh Short in this morning. Donna Mansell, good morning to you, and Cousin Jason Hart. We was just talking about Jason and Lisa right there. So
saying all that to say this, everybody's making at least one trip to the Orange Beach area sometime between now and then the summer.
That's right.
Go down to the wharf, check out Jason and Lisa. They're at the market. You can have lunch. I have the menu here in front of me. They have a little bit of everything, sandwiches, pizza, hamburgers, hot dogs. You can get a PB&J at the market.
Wow.
I asked for a PB&J yesterday at Subway and was declined.
A PB&J.
So our home folks, Jason and Lisa, they'll take care of you.
They're doing it up still.
251-271-0377. I'm going to type that phone number in. But go down and support our people.
Who's that guy?
Our
right
family.
There?
Jason and Lisa.
Ain't that one of them guys that I know you know who that is? He used to have red hair.
Really?
I'll tell you, we'll get through. I'll tell you.
I broke my glasses. I'm sort of blind this morning.
I got you. I understand. Hey, listen, I get it, because I'm going to tell you something. I've got to where I can't see anything up close. I have to put glasses on. So
it was perfect timing. I was putting up some Cisco truck and leaned in, hit my head on a rack, knocked my glasses off. When I stepped back, I stepped on them.
Oh, wow.
And I broke them. So it couldn't have been more eel timing, I guess.
There's Heather Sims in this morning, and Nelly Rock, Mike Jackson. Good morning to you. How about the jump in on Dynasty there yesterday, quick as you did?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well,
are you a Blake Carrington fan, or were you a?
Well, it was really because of my love of him playing, Charlie on Charlie Angels.
That's right.
That I recognize the voice and always followed.
There's T-Bone. Good morning to you, T-Bone.
The Deacon's in.
Good morning, Deacon.
Deanna, JP, the coach.
McClellan, good morning. Yeah, so we did, the question was asked, and I've looked it up. Charlie, they never showed Charlie on one episode of Charlie's Angels.
They would show him like in the hot tub or surrounded by the ladies.
But they never showed his face.
Never his face, just from behind.
That's right, always from behind. Gail Clark in this morning. Greg Fleming, Thumbo, good morning to you.
Hey,
morning.
Gail.
I always thought that was... I figured maybe the last one or something, you know, but I read, that's right, Tracy Miller, happy Friday Eve. Good morning. Good morning, Selena Miller. Happy belated birthday, Selena, not long from having a birthday. But yeah, I was always amazed that they didn't, but I'll tell you what I did read. I don't think they ever really had a finale. I think the show just kind of.
Yeah, it just sort of got.
Just got canceled or something. So I don't think they ever had a finale to be able to do that kind of thing. And I feel quite sure that they would have. I feel quite sure they would have shown Charlie at some point in time if they'd have had the opportunity to.
They would have brought back every one of the angels, worked them into the episode, showed Charlie at the end.
Yeah, I mean, you would have thought they would have.
Maybe somebody with some CGI, we can do it.
Well, I probably know somebody that can do that kind of thing, And
I might better wait.
Hazel said, how many bites did that slice have? Holy jeebus.
This one has about, this one had about 10. How many is that one really going to have?
Well, I don't know. I hadn't broke into it yet because I'm trying to be a little more courteous.
Well, don't let it spoil.
And I'll try.
I think that one's safe.
There's MC.
Morning, MC. Josh Godwin in as well.
Good morning, MC.
Morning, Josh.
Terry Reese in this morning. Good morning, Terry.
Have you hounded him yet?
I forgot to mention this. Alisa also sent a $25 gift certificate to go along with the other
the giveaway
prizes we have for the big giveaway tomorrow. That's going to be huge.
And what did you say Josh did this morning? You said
Josh has already committed a $25 gift certificate from Popeyes and a $25 gift certificate from Davis Catfish. Sarju Patel Winstead has put up two spaghetti dinners courtesy of the Wild at Heart for this Sunday, and then also a $30 gift certificate to her winery.
To the winery?
Yeah.
That's good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So it's continuing to build.
Y'all have to build like a prize vault. Like they used to have at WABB.
Yeah. Well, the problem with prize vaults around here is like DJ said, he wanted to actually retire yesterday, and he wanted to be able to play. And so, he hadn't been able to do that. Then he come up with Dirk Diggler. Well, first it was Mark Knopfler, and then it was Dirk Diggler. Then we were somehow talking about Roller Girl.
I'm going to get in that game tomorrow.
And
somehow.
He's going to have a troll Facebook account sitting over playing the game.
Yeah, can't you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Me coming up with that?
Yeah.
Will you set it up for me?
Yeah, I'll set it up for you. Don't worry. Good morning, Wiener.
Kim good morning, Walker.
Jackson in.
Stan Whitehead. Good morning, Stan.
There's Donna Weaver in this morning. Good morning, Donna Weaver. Stan Whitehead. Good morning, Stan. Yeah, I'd like to see that, but there's still a few more that I've kind of been waiting on to.
Any word on the mini house?
No word on that one yet. Hazel,
there is a word on that.
Oh, it is.
It's a no. I made a phone call yesterday, and it was a resounding no. There will be no home giveaway, as far as we know, tomorrow.
Did that come from the green door?
It came from the green door. Well, didn't even nibble at it.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's get him live on the air and see if he'll nibble at it. You want to do that?
That would be great.
I ain't scared.
I'm going to leave great. Before y'all go to that one.
Hayes said he's donating a 2018 Denali 3500 HD on behalf of Pete Chevrolet. Well, thanks, Hayes. I need a check for about $76,000.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure that gets donated on behalf of Pete Chevrolet via Hazel Wood and Sanford and Sons.
There you go.
A T-Bird.
Yeah, a T-Bird. Tim Cook. Good morning, Tim Cook. Doc, morning. Joe Ellington in. Renee Nielsen Johnson in this morning.
Somebody's got his foot propped up.
I would hope so, yes.
I would hope so, too.
Yeah. Ashley Denise in this morning. Ramona Happold. Good morning, Ramona. Good to see you in this morning. And as you can see, we've got a bunch of men behind this table and a bunch of goodies on this table. And, goodies from down south from us.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all about some more goodies, and I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah,
I got to get back to work. But just to let remind everybody about Sean going to be, Dietrich going to be at Camp 31 Saturday, and we're going to have some.
What time does that start?
I believe 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
I'm sure Connie will let us know.
And he's going to be inside, like, the restaurant.
He is. He's going to be set up inside the restaurant. We're going to have, some drink specials and some good food and appetizers, and hopefully everyone will come out and support it. We know it's the, I believe it's Miller Prom, isn't it, Saturday?
I think so. Is prom on Saturday night?
Prom Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
So after you get through with the prom, after you go watch the lead out, you're all stressed out, come down there, listen to some good music. Have a adult beverage with us and enjoy yourself.
Good music, good stories.
Absolutely. Oh, man, he's the best.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. I don't know if the other part of his group's going to be with him. What are they there?
I'll relay that message, Ramona, and get DJ to call you. Yeah. Well, hey, 8 o'clock, Camp 31, Sean Dietrich. Don't know if it's just him and a guitar or him and whatever. He can play so many instruments. I don't think it really matters what he plays.
It's been like the Bold Peanut Vendors or something. It's something.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll tell you what, I've subscribed to his podcast, and I enjoy listening to his stories that he tells. If you have not subscribed to Sean of the South, if you like podcasts, you need to listen to it.
Absolutely.
Always, always good stories, and the way he tells it is just outstanding. So, hey, good to see you, Manasco. Right. Appreciate you coming
by. If y'all want a cheesecake, private message myself or my wife, Stephanie, and we'll get you one going.
Yeah, I don't, if my wife hasn't done that yet, good morning, Trent, then I don't, I mean, she talks like she has, so if she has it, let me know.
I certainly will. Y'all enjoy yourself. I love being on here and appreciate y'all letting me come on.
Hey, we appreciate you, man. And, thanks for coming by.
Blowing up your ear and blowing up the mic.
Yeah, so. Well, Tim Cook said Adam's got a radio voice. He definitely does that. Hey, listen, what time are you off tonight?
4:00.
All right. I'll text you later on this evening.
I've been thinking about some of the ways I want to do Flashback Friday.
Yeah, so I'll text you later on this evening.
One of them involves actually a little bit of some Ferris Bueller. You know, that, oh, yeah.
Awesome. Thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, good. Okay.
Would you be offended if I hugged you for the entire world?
Not at all. I love.
Love you, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, appreciate Adam. It. Adam Manasco.
Enjoy yourself.
That went down pretty quick over there, DJ.
It was delicious. Again.
It looked like it didn't take very long to to take
again.
Care of.
And I want to share this, and then we'll get back to having a good time. This is on a little more serious note. Our friends down in Flomaton suffered a loss yesterday. Dr. Van Landingham passed, and he was such an asset to that community and to our area. And I know that there's heavy hearts and hurt feelings down there, but we want to send our thoughts and prayers to Flomaton. And, of course, all our small communities, like we say, we turn this into a family reunion. They hurt, we hurt. And he was a great asset there, and he will certainly be missed.
Wow. I didn't know that. Good morning, Christina Booker. A book in this morning. Hunter Horton, good morning to you. I didn't know that. Sad to hear that. On a lighter note, talking about the Burnt Corn Creek run. Saw a nice video last night that you sent me a link to. Well done, by the way, Steve Layton.
Very well done.
Yeah, nice video. you know, great views of the creek, and I think this run's going to kind of be centered around the creek somewhat.
This is Rob Atkinson's project.
Yes,
this is not a school project. He has taken the initiative to do this. I think all the proceeds are going to several of the charities in the area. I know Paul's Crossed is one of them that's going to benefit from it. And I can tell you, when Rob puts his name to something, it's going to be right. It's going to be organized. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. I think that race is in May, maybe.
Yes.
I think there's opportunities to sign up online. There's going to be a competitive division. There's going to be prize money for those folks. There's going to be a fun division. So there'll be something for everybody. And just looking at the video, if you haven't seen it, you need to go check it out. But it's on the Bruton Reborn page. That's where I saw it, I believe. But
it's
going to be a cool deal.
It is going to be a cool deal. Ray Stewart said also that Larry Murphy and family lost their mother yesterday.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah. Our prayers and thoughts were with Larry and his family. I'll tell you one thing, and Rob said it. If you hadn't started running and working out a little bit, you probably need to. I wonder if since you and Tony are getting ready for the 109, if you guys might be, because you're going to be in such good shape,
yeah.
If you guys might want to go down and get into the BCC run.
I'll probably do that. I'll probably just transition over. It'll be a little different run. This is more of a sprint that we're doing.
Yeah, well,
it will be for me.
That's more of an endurance thing.
And then the BCC that'll be, thing. Yeah, but I'll probably do both.
He said it was going to be prize money.
Yeah.
Like they're giving away money for people to win this thing. So, yep. Good morning, Dirty. There's Bo Newton in this morning. That's interesting. I'm kind of anxious to see that and see what happens.
You know what today is?
Today is the silver. Well, I'm.
It is that, but you know what else today is?
I don't.
Turkey season.
Gobble gobble gobble. Started turkey season
this morning.
Well,
the 45-day war. These guys will go every morning. The Tom Thumb and Jed Pelp will be loaded down at 4:30 in the morning, getting the coffee, getting the crackers, headed to kill the turkey.
Headed to kill that turkey.
You a turkey hunter?
I am not.
I've got a story.
Well, let's hear it.
I'm not a turkey hunter either. I've been 4 times in my life. The first time that I'd ever gone was about 15 years ago, and my cousin David Stokes took me. It's amazing how all my stories go back to Stokes, but he's the one that's introduced me to deer hunting and turkey hunting. Deer hunting many years ago, turkey hunting about 15 years ago. Yes, I wanted to go. I said, sure, why not? I'll check it off the bucket list. Didn't know much about turkey season or about turkey hunting. I knew that they would gobble and they would come up and you would try to shoot them. I knew you had to shoot gobblers. You didn't shoot hens. You didn't shoot jakes. I knew what all that was. We got out to his lease, and of course, on cue, you hear multiple turkeys gobbling. So I'm kind of burning through the woods. He's trying to tell me to set up this, that, and the other. I sit down about 8 to 10 feet in front of him. He's back behind me. I'm sitting up. I have a small tree behind my back, and I'm sitting there, and it's still dark. And I was looking, kind of scoping the land out in front of me, and I was expecting a turkey to come walking up, right. And I was going to blow his head off.
Right.
Well, about that time, it sounded like a helicopter coming down on top of my head. I had no idea that these things flew down out of the tree. You know, I was not expecting that.
Oh, sure.
Well, he came down, and of course, my back is to him, but it sounds and it feels like he is directly behind me, and I'm sitting here. And my eyes are wide open. I don't know if he's gonna try to bite me. I don't know if he's gonna. I don't know what he's gonna do. But I know he's right behind me. And Stokes,
good morning, Kathy Tolan.
Stokes adversed me on not moving at all. They're evidently their vision is just incredible.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
If you move, you have completely camo on the net, the whole nine yards. That's so right. I'm sitting there. Well, this bird, I'm kind of in a low area. It's not a gully, but it's more like a shallow ditch. I'm sitting in it. This bird walks out from me to you. And we are eye to eye. He's on a little bit of a rise. We are eye to eye. He is. He's right there. I don't know what happened. I couldn't get over how big he was. I mean, it looked like an ostrich standing there in front of me. The colors kind of mesmerized me. The head turns real blue, and they got that red gourd-looking thing down through here. Well, anyway, I completely lock up. And all I can think about is, if I miss this bird, he could kill me. I mean, he's huge. This thing was huge.
He's going to attack
you. Well, anyway, I sit there, and we just kind of had a little Mexican standoff, and we looked at each other, and I'll watch him walk off and disappear. And about that time, Stokes had several choice words for me, wanting to know exactly what I was doing or why I didn't pull the trigger. And I just locked up. I completely froze up and locked up. And then about 4 years later, Stokes decided to take me again, and I killed one. Similar situation.
Well, you were prepared at that time.
It was just... I'll never forget that, and it was just it was crazy.
Yeah,
they're huge. Though. Little, have you ever been? You've never been?
Oh yeah, I've been. I don't know, a handful. I mean, you know, 15, 20 times.
You ever killed one?
I've killed a couple.
Okay,
but I'm just not a. I mean,
like the morning. Like everything with turkey hunting would agree with me. I like to get up in the mornings. I certainly like to be outside. Like to watch the sun come up. But
the thing that doesn't agree with me about turkey hunting in particular is the whole rattlesnake crawling by me while I'm leaned up next to a tree. Hazel wants to know, did you smoke the wrong cigarette that day?
Nah, I can't really blame it on anything other than just locking up.
Ray Stewart says it's called turkey fever. Good morning, Hot Rod.
That thing was huge.
There's Josh Guy went in on this side.
He was huge.
Morning,
Sherry Twitty, Sherry Weaver.
Bryce Egerton said the only thing froze up this morning was the turkeys.
They didn't gobble this morning, huh, Bryce? I bet you he goes again tomorrow.
I guarantee he does.
45 straight days, these guys are going to go every morning.
I promise you. There you go, Book. I like to eat them, too. That's exactly right.
And I love it.
Nothing better than a deep-fried turkey, in my opinion.
You can ask any of them at any point in time during the season how many they've killed, and the magic number is always 2. Now, the real number is closer to 12, but it's always, I got 2. Got 2.
Is that due to the, I mean, I hadn't checked.
I don't even know how many.
What's the limit?
I don't know.
Is there a limit?
I don't know.
I mean, I understand they're going to let people, now I don't know if it's passed yet, but I mean, they're going to start letting people hunt on bait, like right on top of it now for deer hunting.
Legally.
It's
been going on for years.
People have been doing it forever, but I'm saying, you know, good morning, Jeff Chamberlain.
JC. Good morning, JC.
That's right. Ray Stewart said fried turkey breast. So I'll tell you what, that's hard to beat. There's Farish Patton Dunn in this morning.
Hey, Farish, good morning.
Good morning, Farish.
D. Powell in as well. Good morning, D.
Good morning, D. D's the one that said we need to start the show later because he needs his beauty sleep. I think D's over on that left coast, isn't he?
He's actually here with us at the moment. He lives up in Montana or somewhere, I believe, but he's been here. I think he's going to be here through the summer, maybe.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've seen D a couple of times over at the Ford store. So I didn't think to ask him. So
how about our guy?
Oh, Kathy Tillen said, yes, you'll have to pay extra when you get your hunting license if you hunt over bait.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, everybody and their brother is going to say, how much is the tariff to hunt over bait? And they're going to say, yeah. Well, it's $20 extra. Okay, well, here it is. But all they're doing is just, I mean, they're just finally getting a license to do what they've been doing.
That's right.
How many clubs you been in, and I know you have, where you got 3,000 or 4,000 acres, right? And you're in a management program and you can't kill this, but that, and you've got to be this, that, and you got to have this many, you know, the drill. And nobody's killing anything, but everybody all around you is just sounds like a war going on.
Sounds like a war going on. Yeah. Yeah.
And you get back to the camp and you're like, you know, man, I just don't understand it. I don't know what's going on. I can tell you what was going on. They had that yellow gold out and you didn't.
That's exactly right.
You know, that people say, oh, well, I have, what do you call it? Not standards, but you know, I just believe in, you know, doing different than that, you know, give them a sporting chance. Well, I can tell you right now, Alabama's the only state that's, you know, that against bait for how many years now? I mean, every state around us, you can bait up in.
Yeah.
Georgia, Mississippi, mm-hmm. Florida, you know, and the deer just get bigger and bigger as you go up north. So, I mean, you know, I'm telling you, I did see, looking at that made me think about Orange Beach. I did see Rachel Ivey posted that they were back in the Breathe Easy Inn getting the fuel tanks topped off. It was getting almost getting that time. And I'll tell you what, Rachel, if you happen to be watching, if not, maybe you'll catch it later on the replay, but I can't wait to be sitting on the back of the Breathe Easy doing this show. How about that?
In the dock.
I don't care where. I mean, in the dock, in the pass, I don't care. I mean, wherever. But I just think it'd be awesome to do that. I mean, that would be awesome to do.
As long as we can see the land, I agree. I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't care if it's in the dock. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, you know, but I'm just saying I think it'd be awesome to do.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
But if it gets to where I can't see that beach.
No. I'm not talking about going through the pass. Yeah. I'm talking about inshore.
Yeah.
You know, in if nothing else, the intercoastal.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
That kind of thing. I've been thinking about this. I think we need to do one the Saturday morning of the Blue Angel show at Pensacola Beach.
It'd probably help draw a crowd.
I don't know if they need any help.
I've seen pictures. They need no help.
I'm going to tell you, have you never been out there?
I've never seen
them. Oh, my Lord.
I saw them fly by one time when I was in Dr. Andrews' office with Stokes there in Gulf Breeze on a little test flight. I've never watched a show.
Let me tell you something. You need to plan. I don't know what you got going on that weekend. That's right. Troll for Cobia. There you go. That'd be great. That's exactly what we're to do.
Can you see the beach?
Oh, yeah. You're just right off the beach.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
When we're trolling for Cobia, you're just right off the beach doing that. That'd be great. That's a great idea. But you need to put it down right now that Saturday morning or that Friday night, whatever, I don't care. You need to come down, spend the night. We get up early the next morning and because you got to get up early, which you like getting up early.
Easy.
And we hit it and we run down to Pensacola Beach and get docked up there in that shallow water behind Quietwater Beach. And it's on about 2 o'clock.
When is this show?
2 o'clock.
I mean, but the date.
It's the weekend after the 4th of July.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the 4th of July, I don't know when it is this year. It's the 14th. It's not that following weekend. It's the weekend after the week that the 4th of July is in.
Okay.
So man, I'm going to tell you something. If you've never seen that, that's a big time.
I've never seen them.
Man, you talk about a crowd. Holy cow. Probably a couple thousand boats out there behind Quietwater Beach. And that ain't counting Little Sabine and everywhere else. I said that.
Yes, Elisa.
I said that in another show, Hazel. Hazel said, just drug DJ like B.A. Baracus from the A-team and get out in the deep water.
No, sir.
I said that. I said earlier.
So you want to see panic set in?
When you come out of that drunken stupor, man, are you telling me, would it be bad?
It'd be bad.
I mean, would you be ready to...
You'd have to have a tranquilizer or something and hit me again. Like I really wouldn't make it. An anxiety attack would take over. Alisa Finley, I agree. We'll do one day at the market, one day on the Breathe Easy. Back-to-back shows.
There you go. That's great. We can do that. Jennifer Q in this morning. You know who Jennifer is.
T-Bone says, usually, the 4th of July is on the 4th of July, Ken.
Right. Well, didn't I say the weekend after?
You did. That's just, we got something for him. I want the monitor hooked up. We got something for him.
Hey, don't worry.
Hey, you want to fight, big boy?
Don't worry. I'm going to tell you this. Don't worry. We're fixing to have a lot of fun. We're fixing to have a lot of fun with you. Jennifer Q in this morning. You know who that is.
Jennifer Q?
Q.
I probably know her by her maiden name.
Well, you'd know her. First time driver this morning.
All right.
Watching Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time.
And
we apologize.
Yeah. I'm sure you found us under not fit for human consumption. But thank you for being in. That's Hazel's sister.
Jennifer Wood, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I have pulled her off Hazel many a times. He's on the wrong end of a butt whooping.
I don't doubt that.
Yep.
At all. But glad to see you in there, Jennifer. Good morning to you. Keith Lisby in as well. Good morning, Keith.
How about our guy, Hunter Britton, last night.
Doing it up.
Alec Box Stadium, home of the LSU Tigers. Arguably the most intimidating venue in college baseball. And he goes 3 for 3. 2 doubles and a laser that went for a single. I mean, just incredible.
Bubba Roby come in and said, Mr. Wrestling number 2.
Good morning, Bubba.
He and I had that conversation, by the way.
Did you get to talk to him?
Yeah. He said, DJ shouldn't have done you like that.
I'm going to tell you something. That hit me just right. When he posted that on Facebook about 3 years ago, that was classic.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I was convinced. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, I was convinced. But getting back to Hunter, he was on fire.
Just had an opportunity during the weekend, made the most of it, bounced on one off the scoreboard in deep left field.
A bomb.
Gets another opportunity at Baton Rouge. You think he's going to be in the lineup this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As my,
the killer bees.
As my brother-in-law said, that elevator for him hasn't stopped just yet.
It's fun to follow him. And you sit there and you see him. You know, when you see Hunter in the batter's box, I can see him down in the Y like it was yesterday. I can, or Johnson Park when we played over there, like it was yesterday. And it's just crazy to see him doing that. Proud of him.
Didn't you say that there's a BMP 30 for 30 coming?
It's coming. 30 for 30. We're going to get the killer bees. And we're going to start in the sandbox at St. Stephen's Preschool, where it all started for them. And we're going to bring Johnson Park in, bring the Y Park in, bring Miller Cruz in, the whole 9 yards. We're going to do a 30 for 30 on the Killer Bees, or 30 for 30-ish.
Yeah, ish.
We're an ish company.
That way we don't have to worry about that TM, that trademark and copyright thing.
The Dirty 30.
At the end of that, the Dirty 30.
The Dirty 30.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
The 30 for 30 from the Dirty 30.
That's it.
There you go.
The Killer Bees.
Killer Bees.
Doing
big things. Yeah, he had a big night, like you said, especially in hostile territory.
Baton Rouge, man, they were in the
no more hostile than that one.
They were the runner ups last year, and they've only won about, I don't know, eight World Series titles, I believe.
Yeah, they've won several.
Big night.
I don't know how many, but it's been several.
And I tell you what, I especially love this, and this is a feel good show, so this is going to be another feel good moment. I like the way everybody celebrates it, not just the people on one side of the creek or the other, just like we do for Tyler Joyner, just like we do for anybody. Carissa Nelson, Tyshawn Davis, all the kids we have, Dinah Samuels, all the kids we have off doing great things. That creek matters about 10 or 12 times during the year, and you put on your red or your blue and you go at it when it's over with. But these kids belong to all of us, and I like the way that as a community we celebrate all of them, and we should.
That's right. Good morning, Jeremy Padgett. How you doing this morning?
Morning, Padge.
No, you're right. I mean, you know, and I'm glad to see that too, because, you know, anytime all these young people from Bruton, you know, out doing big things and continuing on like they do, it's fun to watch.
It is.
It's fun to watch. Holly Hart Shirley. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Holly.
I'll tell you what, boy, they're coming along with the Holly House down there, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I mean, they are.
I saw a guided tour, so to speak. She did. Did you see that video?
I did see it. Yeah.
They're coming along with that thing. pretty sporty at this point in time, which she said it would be ready by homecoming.
Yeah, I think actually towards the middle of the end of the summer. But the class of 88, I think, is going to be well represented there the weekend of October 12th. I posted on our Facebook page, and several people have insinuated they're going to seek lodging there.
Is that where the party's going to be?
Well, it's easy to say that 6 months out, but this is our 30th reunion, so if it starts at 5:30 that afternoon, there's a chance. But 9:30, I imagine we'll all be down.
Kurt Prater.
Good morning, Coach.
Coach, what's going on?
Had a huge year this year at Alma Bryant with the girls' basketball team. He's the head basketball coach down there for the girls, and he took a program that was nothing and made it one of the state's best, ranked in the top 10 throughout most of the year in 7A. So proud of Kurt. He's another one of our young men that is going off and doing great things, changing lives. Thank you, Kurt.
That's right. Doing big things. There was something else that we were talking about this morning that I saw. Coach Boyd and Holly said they're can't wait to see us, going to serve a midnight breakfast for us.
Great.
Well, I can tell you what, you just rang the alarm wake-up bell for DJ. If he is down at 9, he'll be up at midnight for that.
Absolutely.
Debo. What's going on, Debo? I was going to say, Coach Boyd and them, I got to get with my sister and find out what the story was behind that, but kind of a touching thing they did last night, letting the Wesley throw out the
opening
first pitch of the game.
Class so, act, Coach Boyd. That well
was
done.
That was a nice thing to see. And always something, you know, I love feel-good stories. You know, and the good thing about it is you see a lot more of those now on social media than you used to.
That's correct.
Which is not a bad thing, in my opinion. There's Gail Reddick in with us this morning.
Steve Layton back in. Steve, we've mentioned it earlier. Well done on the video.
Yes, we did.
For the mud run for Rob Axon, that was well done.
That was.
Looking forward to the event also.
Looking forward to it, and I'll tell you, if you want a good representation of what that O'Bannon Park, Jennings Park area looked like, and I think even E.O. Wilson Park is going to be involved in this in some way. He said on the video that Craig Madden and them were actually making trails and this type of thing for the Burnt Corn Creek run. So I'm, I want to go out there and see it just before they start the race, just to see what all is going on. He said they've got man-made obstacles and, of course,
lots of mud.
Lots of mud.
Lots of mud. Whatever shoes you choose to wear in this race, they're probably going to be
I tell you one thing. I guess,
totaled after the fact.
I guess they better hope that we don't have a bunch of rain before all that, because it'd be hard to run in that creek if that creek started rising up. You'd probably have to postpone that race.
Probably have to postpone it if it got up, but hopefully the weather will work out for them.
Yeah, so Hazel said it's snowing in 28 outside in Utah. No, we don't wish we were there, Hazel. What was it this morning when we got up? Wasn't it about 29?
29 is what my thermometer said.
Yeah, 29 degrees here this morning. It's not 29 now, but it was when we first got
beautiful
up.
Beautiful day here in B-Town.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Clear blue skies. Sun's out. Going to be a good day. Lou Nager. Good morning, Lou. Need to get with Lou and see if we can't get Lou in on the giveaway.
Connie Baggett, the keeper of information, said they already have a tentative date in August set up for a reschedule if it gets rained out.
Okay.
I like the planning. I like that. I like having contingency plans in place.
Sure. I knew they would do that. I she's going to plan that thing to make sure that happens. So I knew they were. I felt good about that. Good job there, Connie.
What about getting everybody prepped up for tomorrow?
Okay, so
I'm excited.
Well, we have now what?
We have a couple of hundred dollars.
Yeah,
worth
we
of
got
gift
a couple hundred dollars worth of gift certificates and things to give away.
Two spaghetti dinners.
Two baked spaghetti dinners. You name it. So
pizza,
several things. Pizza.
Catfish.
Catfish. Chicken. clothing. There's Father Ted
after,
in this
after
morning.
After dinner drinks.
There's Heidi Knapp in this morning.
Good morning.
Jim Baggett.
There he is. Good morning, Jim.
Jim, still wanting you to do those Oklahoma drills?
That's not happening.
But so we said we were going to talk about the rules. So how are we going to work this?
Here's what
I
suggest.
And I like the bracket thing. I kind of thought about that last night.
Keeping in March Madness starts today. Right, I think Alabama plays at some point today. There'll be basketball all day, all through the weekend. So kind of going along with March Madness, what I'd like to see is when you play the first jingle, the first 8 correct responses on your personal page and the first 8 correct responses on the Drive Time page make up our pool. That puts us at Sweet 16.
Okay.
And then I'll take on the Drive Time page, whoever number 1 and number 8 were, they will duke it out for a tune.
Okay.
And you'll do the same on your side.
Okay.
And we'll work it down to an Elite 8, a Final 4, and then we'll have the finals. We'll have one from the Drive Time page, one from your page, and we'll make sure at that point that we can put them on whatever page we put them on. And then you play the last jingle, and the first one in that gets it right walks away with all the goods, or something along those lines, whatever you think.
I think that sounds great.
Having some bracket, the whole 9 yards.
Have not seen Jay Will in on this side.
I have not seen Jay Will. Good morning, Freddie Whitfield, by the way.
Good morning, little Freddie.
I will reach out to Jay Will today.
But you better make sure that you reach out to Jay Will.
Yeah, we may give Jay Will, like they had last night, we may give Jay Will an opportunity to participate in a play-in game. We need him in the field of 16.
Listen.
He may get an exemption.
We got to have that guy. I mean.
He's not going to win, but he'll make for some. He could be a Cinderella story.
I mean, who cares? I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying we got to have that guy in.
Yeah.
I mean, his answers alone are I mean, pure entertainment.
What is Zoom?
Good morning, Angel Baxter. Wade
would
Brown, good morning.
Ken, would that be Land of the Lost?
No. Hey, man, but listen, he was a gamer. I tell you what I was impressed with. I played you a few yesterday. I was impressed with you.
I knew some of them.
Yeah, I was impressed that you kind of stepped up and stepped in like you did. You that was impressive. I wasn't expecting you to know some of those. I really wasn't. If I'm being honest, you surprised me.
Good jam is good jam. If it's attached to a TV show, who cares, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you bounce your head a little bit. It's a good jam.
If it's attached to a TV show, especially like you said, you love the Sanford and Son thing.
Love it.
That's good jam.
Better believe it.
That is a great jam. After talking about that, I watched some Sanford and Son over the weekend, and my favorite episode actually came on, which is the one where Fred's on the telephone with the telephone company, and he's arguing with him a little bit, and he says, "I tell you what," he said, "you come on to cut my telephone off." He said, "I tell you one thing," he said, "you cut my telephone off, I'll come down there and put my foot up your hello, hello."
He wasn't using his cordless phone back in those days.
No. This was a corded phone. And he pulled that drawer out, had to put on about 5 pairs of glasses to be able to see what he was doing. So,
Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Who out there right now is comparable to Red Fox? Nobody.
No.
They don't make them like that anymore. And not just Red Fox, that whole genre of comedians and actors, they were just, they were different.
Hazel said DJ is the Quincy Jones of Bruton. That's good. The Quincy Jones. I like that.
Yesterday, I was Tom Brokaw, I think is what he said.
I guarantee he wished he'd have produced Thriller like Quincy Jones did. He wouldn't be sitting here with me right now.
We are the world. That was his best effort.
Well, I mean, when you put that many people, huge stars at the time, and then throw in Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, and Lionel Richie.
Hall & Oates.
Which Lionel Richie wrote the song.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie being an Alabama native.
That's right.
Obviously. And Hall & Oates. Man, I love Hall & Oates.
The Boss was in there. Bruce Springsteen.
I was listening to them in my truck this morning. Are you a Hall & Oates fan?
I love Hall & Oates.
Tell you what, man. That's good stuff right there. Yeah, the boss was in there.
Willie Nelson.
What's his name?
Dinah Ross. Marilyn McCoo. No, Dion
Warwick. There was a lot of them.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper. Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan was, yeah, he sure was.
Yeah, he was in there. There was a lot of people in that thing. I'll tell you what, there's a behind the scenes documentary.
Dan Aykroyd.
Of that. Did that on YouTube.
I've seen it.
And it is definitely, definitely worth watching.
Good morning, Jesse Rigby.
Good morning, Jesse.
Rebecca Whitfield also. Good morning, Rebecca.
Cousin. Hey, hey, he said throwback. I bought Hall & Oates tickets coming by out there.
Say it again.
Coming by. He said, I bought Hall & Oates tickets coming by out here.
Oh, really? Wow.
I love Hall & Oates.
Yeah, they're good.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Good morning, Ann.
That Daryl's House that he does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. All right, so we got the rules lined out. We know what they are.
Subject to change.
Subject to change.
But that's what we're tentatively going with.
We've got the rules laid out. We know what they are. We're going to hit up a few more people today about some more giveaway stuff.
And it's winner take all.
Winner take all.
It's winner take
all. You get it all. Every bit of it.
Minus, hold on. Minus the brownies.
Well, seeing that there's only two in there, it looks like you've already busted into the bag, the box.
Yeah, you'll get the winner take all minus the brownies.
So, anyway, anything else we need to go over, DJ, before we call it a morning?
I was thinking about this the other day. Good morning, Bobby Marshall. He's out walking his dog Roscoe. He wants to hear the Andy Griffith theme song.
The Andy Griffith theme song.
Yeah, well, it doesn't necessarily be a part of the contest tomorrow, but that is a good one.
Oh, there's no doubt it's a good one. A real good one. So, yeah, we'll try to
get that queued up at some time in the near future.
We'll try to get that ready for you tomorrow, and do that deal. So, I can't do it like that. That's good though. Take it on out, DJ.
We've had a great time in here this morning with Drive Time. I want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet, as always, for making it possible. We hope all of you have a great Thursday. We appreciate y'all spending the first part of your day with us and look forward, and I mean look real forward, to seeing y'all in here tomorrow for the big giveaway. See y'all tomorrow. For KJ and DJ, this has been Drive Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.